Welcome to Game Train. It's Kyle here. This is the first of our express casts covering Gamescom 2017. And this time, we're starting with Microsoft. They just finished their first presentation. And I'll be running through all the stuff they talked about that I thought was worth mentioning. So, let's get right into it. First thing, they opened with Assassin's Creed Origins' new CGI trailer, which was awesome. It looked great. There was a great song in there as well. I really enjoyed it. I noticed he had a missing finger at the end, which is a great throwback to the original Assassins. Caesar was in there, Cleopatra. Check it out. We've put it up on our Facebook, www.facebook.com/GameTrainPodcast, if you want to have a look at that. And again, that's out on October 27. They also had a little showing of PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, PUBG, to those who hang out there a lot. That's coming out at the end of 2017, is what they told us. It's going to be the same on both platforms. They are partnering with Microsoft to bring it to Xbox, and hoping for the exact same experience both on PC and Xbox. Also, the new trailer for Jurassic World Evolution was shown, a CGI trailer, which is kind of the game is kind of like a city building type roller coaster tycoon sort of setup. That is coming out in 2018. They had a little chat about Xbox One X, with over 400 backwards compatible games now, including Xbox Original and Xbox 360, which is pretty exciting. And they're also talking about free 4K upgrades, which we heard a little bit about at E3, but they named a few games, which we've probably known already, but here's some more. Gears of War 4, Forza Horizon 3, Killer Instinct, Minecraft, Halo Wars, Halo 5, and Quantum Break, also Titanfall 2 and Fallout 4, all getting free upgrades to Xbox One Enhanced. So they're going to get the 4K treatment, the HDR, all that kind of thing. So it's going to be worth chucking those back in and checking them out. Also, we saw a trailer for the new ReCore Definitive Edition, which is awesome because I haven't had a chance to jump into ReCore. Never had the time, but now I think I might have a little look. It's going to be free to anyone who has Game Pass, in addition with 6 other added games, which you can check out on the Major Nelson site to see some more of those games that are being added on now. The new ReCore trailer announced that it's going to be high res with HDR. To be honest, the visuals still kind of look kind of but you know, to me personally, but still, it's going to be a lot crispier, and I have to admit, the trailer looks so much fun, and you know, I kind of wish I did jump into this. It got reviewed kind of harshly, but it looks like there's going to be some customizable companions, and also the anyone with the game already is going to have this whole expansion for free as a free upgrade, and it'll also include the Eye of Obsidian mission. All that comes out on the 29th of August, which is pretty exciting. So that's only 8 days away. Pretty excited about that. They also mentioned that over 100 titles will have the enhanced treatment for Xbox One X, and you can check that list on majornelson.com. There was the Forza Motorsport 7 trailer, which just looked stunning. Still coming out October 3rd, which surprises me because I'm not quite sure what the launch game for the Xbox One X is going to be now that Crackdown 3 has been moved. They said it was the first Forza Motorsport game to be built from the ground up for PC. There's going to be over 30 officially supported steering wheel peripherals, and they have lowered the specs for PC for the lowest, the minimum run, and the recommended, which is really exciting because it's letting a lot more PC gamers get into the world of Forza. And the ultimate version will be out on September 29th. And that's so you can get a sneaky little extra few days to play that earlier. They also showed the State of Decay 2 trailer, a new one. A lot of gameplay stuff there. It's coming out in spring of 2018. Very interesting conversation there about whether or not Twinkies will appear. And you know, being told no because Twinkie is a trademark name. I found that slightly awkward but fun to watch. There will be co-op multiplayer added for the first time, drop-in, drop-out, and players can answer flares from randoms, which is really exciting. They're going to really bring in that desperation gameplay and seeing if someone's going to answer your flare and come to help you or not. So that looks like a lot of fun. State of Decay 2, spring of 2018. Now, Xbox One X, they had a few little extra announcements. One is they're going to make it super easy for you to back up your settings on your original Xbox One. Also, you're going to be able to just take your external hard drive with your games on it and plug it straight into the Xbox One X, and the games will work straight in there. So that's going to be the easiest way to move all your games across. So if you have space on that hard drive, just move everything from your solid state onto that external hard drive so that you're ready for the move when that comes out. You'll also be able to copy your full library via your home Wi-Fi network, so you won't actually have to download, re-download everything off the internet, which is really cool. They showed some preview stuff for the new dashboard, but most notably, they now have a light mode, as well as the dark mode, which will still be available, so you don't have to fret if you don't want that light mode. The light mode, just to clarify, that's just showing everything on a white screen with black font instead of a black screen and white font. It just makes it a bit lighter and easier to see, especially during the day with lighter rooms, etc. I'm a big fan of the dark mode. I'll be keeping it on that, but you know, each to their own. There was a new trailer for World of Tanks. It's now in 4K, etc. They were introducing War Stories. That comes out on the 22nd of August. Also, there was a segment on the controller designs, that Xbox Design Lab, if you remember from last year. It's going to be available now to 7 new regions. They also introduced metallic paints to add to your custom builds of your controllers, which is a lot of fun. They had a little piece on ID at Xbox. It was their 4th birthday today with 600 games so far. Lots of interesting stats there. One of the interesting ones I put down was 1 billion hours of games played in just the last year. And also they have 1,500 games being worked on right now through the ID at Xbox. They showed Cuphead finally with its new launch date, which is September 29th, finally. So they had a little chat about that, about the pencil and paper artwork and watercolor background, so everything is really artistic and organically created. It's going to be super hard, like old school gaming, but you're going to have infinite lives. Your progress will be saved. There is an easy and a normal mode, and once you finish the normal mode, they will introduce a new game plus. If you're crazy, you can go ahead and jump right into that. You can change difficulty per level. So if you experienced the level and it was just quite hard, you can change that to easy for your next one, or vice versa. If you find it a bit too much of a breeze, you can make it a bit more challenging. Also, it's fully co-op couch play. But they said that the co-op players can revive each other once they've died. So, you know, you can really help out in that way. It's full drop-in, drop-out. Boss health will scale up once you add a friend, and the cool thing is it'll scale back down if your friend disappears, dies, or just drops out of gameplay. So that's pretty interesting. They showed an ID at Xbox Games Reel with a whole bunch of games that I couldn't write down in time, but it looked pretty exciting. The gang from Sea of Thieves, Rare, came and had a little chat. I showed a new trailer. It was the first time I saw a player being shot out of a cannon. I don't know if I missed that in other trailers, but that looks pretty exciting. They announced crossplay for Windows 10 and Xbox One for Sea of Thieves, which apparently is just seamless. There is a tech alpha which you can jump onto that goes between Tuesday and Saturday, so jump into their websites to check all that out. Again, I couldn't quite get that down in time. I was writing like a madman, but it shouldn't be too hard to find, I imagine. They also announced a weird, wacky little thing where you can be sick in a bucket and throw it at other players, so that should be fun. The site I have here is seaofthieves.com/insider. for that Tech Alpha. Jump on that to be included in there. Now some interesting Minecraft news. They have a brand new limited edition Xbox One S bundle with an exclusive console which had the patch of dirt painted on it and the redstone painted on the back with the first transparent casing on an Xbox One S console. They have custom sounds. It also comes with a creeper controller which has fully custom Minecraft font on the buttons. It's really cool. There's also a new pig controller with a little pixelated tail on the back. The whole thing's pink. That comes separately though, so you'll have to buy that one separately if you want that one. It looks really good all as one big bundle. The Minecraft game you get with that is the Better Together Edition, with the crossplay. And that comes out October 3rd, but pre-orders are starting right now. They also showed some Middle Earth Shadow of War footage with the new gameplay trailer that looked really fun. All I want to do now is ride dragons, especially after watching a lot of the Game of Thrones stuff. It's really got me hankering to jump in and do that. So it looks pretty exciting that you can make all that happen. Paradox, the guys behind City Skylines, introduced a new trailer for Surviving Mars, which is a similar game but building a city on Mars. So that looked like a lot of fun. And lastly, the last little announcement, Xbox One X has a new special edition Project Scorpio console, which you can pre-order right now. It's on a super limited run, one run only. They had Major Nelson come in for the unboxing. They showed that it's got the old school Xbox green font. There's an exclusive stand that comes with it. There's a custom design on the console. It looks stunning. And for everyone who was sad that they dropped the Project Scorpio name, this is your chance to hold on to that. So it's got the Project Scorpio written on both the controller and on the console itself in this beautiful green font. It's the first time I've heard that any console ever has kept the code name in some way and some homage to that, which is pretty exciting. So yes, the pre-orders are starting now, and also obviously this means the pre-orders for the Xbox One X are finally starting. So jump on that, guys. That's all the notes I have for you on this Express Cast, and we'll have more for you further in the week covering E3 and Blizzard and all kinds of things like that. Callan will be joining me a little bit later as well, so I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you soon at Game Train. Thank you.